This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. A deadline given the coup leaders in Niger has passed with no sign of a military intervention by its neighbors. Niger's coup leaders said they closed the country's airspace shortly before the expiration of the deadline from the West African bloc ECOWAS. ECOWAS issued its ultimatum a week ago, demanding the junta reinstate democratically elected President Mohamed Bazoum by midnight Sunday, 2300 GMT, or face military intervention to do so themselves. Bazoum was overthrown on July 26th when members of his own guard detained him at the presidency. Faced with the threat of intervention, Niger's coup leader said, which is becoming clearer through the preparation of neighboring countries, Niger's airspace is closed from this day on Sunday for all aircraft until further notice. Any attempt to violate the country's airspace, the general said, would meet with an energetic and immediate response. In a separate statement, the now ruling National Council for the Safeguard of the Homeland, or CNSP, the generals who have taken power, said a pre-deployment in preparation for the intervention has been made in two countries of Central Africa without naming them. In Ukraine, Russian forces have been pounding cities in the western part of Ukraine. Here's AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
There was shelling in the Donetsk region, which set a university building on fire. Despite the carnage, Zelensky is praising his air force for destroying some 4,000 Russian air targets. But he reminds Western allies his country still needs more air defense systems. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is VOA News. Two people died and 30 more are missing at sea after two migrant shipwrecks off the southern Italian coast. The Coast Guard there says on Sunday that they are still searching. More now from VOA's Diane Roberts.
The Coast Guard said that 57 people had been rescued. In a separate operation, 34 migrants were airlifted by helicopter from a cliff in Lampedusa, on which they had been stranded since late Friday, following another shipwreck, the Italian Mountain Rescue Service said. It added a child and two pregnant women were among them. Italy is experiencing a surge in sea migration, with almost 92,000 arrivals so far this year, according to Interior Ministry data as of Friday, compared with around 43,000 in the same period in 2022. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
In Nigeria, the power grid is so unreliable, it not only slows the country's economic growth, but health workers say it can lead to unwanted hospital shutdowns at night. But one startup is giving hospitals hope. Ashana Bula has this report narrated by Harana Shulu.
In areas where hospitals must operate at night without electricity, health workers attend to their patients using flashlights or lanterns. But things have changed at the Karu Health Center. The hospital now has a 24-hour uninterrupted power supply because of Volsos Energy, a solar power startup. Solar energy capacity in the country amounted to 37 megawatts in 2022, a 12% jump from the year before. For Alasambala in Abuja, Nigeria, Haruna Shehu, VOA News.
The United States Environmental Protection Agency is trying to push an ambitious plan to slow climate change by getting more electric vehicle sales. But it's getting some pushback by automakers in the United States. Here's the Associated Press reporter, Julie Walker.
The Environmental Protection Agency announced new strict emission limits in April that it says are vital to slowing climate change. The EPA says the industry could meet the limits if 67% of new vehicle sales are electric by 2032. The auto industry says that pace is unrealistic. The Associated Press estimates that nearly 80% of vehicles being driven in the U.S. would still run on gas or diesel. I'm Julie Walker.
There's more news for you at our website, voanews.com, or download VOA apps from Google or Apple. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.